Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode. We break down what's going on in business, marketing, life, and pop culture. And then we still have other episodes later in the week. Let's jump into it. There is a lot that's been going on this week already. So first off, have you seen this? ChatGPT is rolling out instant checkout. What does that mean? That OpenAI, that's the parent company of ChatGPT, is now starting to roll out. It's not there yet, but you're going to start seeing it. Instant purchases directly when you are in ChatGPT, which means that you're going to be able to ask, oh, where can I get the newest lip gloss? They're going to pull up something from Glossier and you'll be like, okay, check out right here. And you're going to be able to buy it right in the entire chat window in one motion. And this is starting to roll out now, and they're partnering with Stripe to make this happen. And this is a huge, huge move for ChatGPT. I mean, this is going right after Google, and they're already going to be rolling out initially with Etsy sellers, and then they're going to be onboarding all the Shopify merchants. And the some of the first ones that are going to be using it are Glossier, Skims, Spanx, and Vuori. And so get ready for instant checkout within ChatGPT. And if you're in e-commerce at all, this is a game changer. And then you'll be able to think about this on the B2B side as well for all sorts of stuff. So it's all about staying on platform with ChatGPT. So that's pretty wild, their instant checkout that's just rolling out now. Some other stuff that's pretty wild that I don't know how, if I believe or whatever, is that SimilarWeb did this massive study. And what they found is that traffic and usage is now equal on X, the old Twitter, and Threads, that they have the same number of daily active users, Threads and X. Now, I don't know. I guess I believe it, but I go on Threads once in a while and I just don't see anything going on. I have a page, and the most wild thing about my page on Threads is that I've never really followed people, but it shows me following like 3,000 people, because basically what they're doing is, because it's owned by Meta, which owns Instagram and whatever, it's porting over everything from Instagram right into Threads. So I still don't feel like Threads is as active as X, but as a marketer, we need to really start looking at Threads differently. If you're not thinking about your marketing there, you're not thinking about your company page there, you need to, because it's only going to get bigger, bigger, and bigger, even though I don't know, really believe the, I mean, I believe the numbers, but I don't believe the numbers, whatever. Other stuff going on. Did you see Perplexity? You know, that's one of the other big AI tools we all use. They rolled out their Comet browser for free worldwide. So everybody uses Chrome as their browser, whatever. But now there's the Comet browser from Perplexity, which is super cool, because if you've never used an AI browser, which this is what it is, it really does enhance your experience on the web. And I tried it out. It is pretty awesome. One of my favorite features is that, let's say you go to a website and you put stuff in your shopping cart and you go to check out. Before you check out, in this browser, you would say, find me any discount code possible for what it is that I'm buying, and it will find it for you instantly. And I've done this, and on places that's hard to find a discount code, the Comet browser will find you that discount code. So this is a really cool hack as you go into the holiday season if you want to save some money. So that's out there now from Perplexity. I saw this study which blew my mind, and it's really sad, pathetic state of affairs. So Unbounced this week came out with this study where they studied 57 million conversions and 41,000 different landing pages and websites. And what they found was that, I know you're like, yeah, I figured that, but I didn't think this, that simple copy, okay, converts way better than copy that is more complex. Right. So literally it says the research highlights that simpler language on landing pages tend to perform better, meaning literally this: pages written at a fifth to seventh grade level see an 11% conversion rate, which is 56% higher than pages written at an eighth to ninth grade level, and more than twice as effective as professional level writing. Oh, that means that we're all stupid, or at least I am. And basically, what they're trying to tell us is that your conversion rate's going to drop the more difficult the words are on the page. And they went this far, Unbounced it. Complex words with three or more syllables have a negative impact, showing a 24.3% decrease in connection with conversion rates. So you have to write like one word syllables. Talk to everybody like they're a doofus like me. Wow, that is wild, wild stuff. The other big thing that's going on, Instagram is officially testing. Right now it's only in India, but it's going to come to the US shortly, where they are changing over. This is big. They're replacing basically the home tab. Instead of just seeing whatever posts there are, you know, the static posts, they're actually moving towards replacing the home tab with reels, meaning that when you go on Instagram, as opposed to just seeing whatever is there, it could be a static image or not or whatever, you're going to go there and as the default, you're going to see short form video. All right. And they're doing this because that is what more and more they're saying people are consuming. And according to Meta, that owns Instagram, overall video watch time on Instagram is up 20% year over year, and reels make up over 50% of the time spent on the platform. So if you're not number one focused on short form video for your content creation, you're soon to be left out in wherever'sville. All right. So what's going on that's completely sort of useless and whatever? I saw this announcement. This is the most unnecessary announcement of all time. I saw that Cracker Barrel, after all the debacle that went on with their logo, they shared publicly that they have parted ways with the firm Profit, which is the firm that helped them to do their refresh and logo stuff. And to tell you the truth, that's not fair to that firm, because Cracker Barrel reached out to them and said, here's what we want to do. We want a whole refresh. We want a whatever. Okay. And they made a nice logo, nice whatever. And then Cracker Barrel faced all the backlash that they got, and they went backwards, whatever. And now this company publicly is being shown that they got let go, which kind of sucks, because did they really do anything wrong? I don't know. I didn't see what the RFP was, but like, I kind of feel like, is that really their fault that they're, I don't know. Anyway, by the way, low key, the chicken, fried chicken at Cracker Barrel is really good. All right. Other stuff that's going on. Netflix. I don't know what to do. I started watching Black Rabbit, which is the number one show right now on Netflix. That's with Jude Law and Jason Bateman. And I'm like one episode deep, but it was so slow moving. And I really want, I was looking forward to this thing. I'm like, this is going to be great, but it's so slow moving. I don't know if I have it in me to keep watching. Should I keep watching? Somebody's got to tell me. Also going on Dancing with the Stars, everybody's very into Robert Irwin. That's the dude with all the animals. He's on Dancing with the Stars. He's young. He's like 21 or whatever. And everybody's loving this guy. He's an incredible dancer. I don't know how he's so good at dancing when all he does is mess around with like crocodiles. But they asked him straight up, would you ever be on The Bachelor? Ooh. What did he say? He said this. He said, hey, I mean, never say never. That's big. Robert Irwin on The Bachelor would be something. Although he's 21, so it's kind of young, whatever. Other stuff going on. Pretty hyped about this. Nobody's going to care, but the TV show Scrubs is coming back. Yes, that was a great show with Zach Braff and Donald Faison, where they're, you know, in that hospital, whatever. The entire original crew is coming back. They have started to work on this now. It's months away. Very excited about this. You all are awesome. Listen, if you follow the show, you leave it a review. It circulates, okay? It gets this thing out there so I can share more nonsense with everybody. You are very awesome. Keep it real and make it a great week. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.